Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, about 17 and a half years ago, a little more than that, I started doing my radio show. Within about a month, maybe 5 weeks, I met a guy, and it's kind of been downhill ever since. But, no, I'm kidding. Wally Bach joined me in December of 1997. And he's, for the first time, and he's still hanging around. We can't get rid of him. He's the author of Net Income. This book has sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. But in the meantime, yeah, he's helped a ton of other people write their books. And so that's one of the reasons why we keep him hanging around, so he can help us in this particular area and a few other things. He's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Wally, as I told the audience, one of the things that I have enjoyed having the opportunity to do is to just get people thinking about putting their ideas, their thoughts, their best practices, their dreams, their desires, however they're moved, however they feel led, into some kind of a document that they can publish in some form or fashion for their own amazement, or to be commercially viable. And so you're part of that. You're part of that team. You're part of the process that we're trying to go through. A couple of weeks ago, we had the self-published guru of the planet, Dan Pointer, on the show.
I've known Dan a really long time.
Dan's my mentor in this way back. You know, early
Dan,
on.
Dan is a mentor for almost all of us, even yeah, those who don't know it.
He wrote, that's exactly right. He wrote the Bible on self-publishing, but you're right up there too. I mean, you've really come on strong in the last few years, becoming a great resource for folks. And one of the things we have not really talked about, we've talked about getting started. How do you literally, when you put your pen to paper or finger to a keyboard, what is the first thing you should do on the first page? We've talked about, you know, the publishing process, getting it on paper and out the door. And marketing, we talked about all that. One of the things we've never talked about is editing. And the truth is, this is one of those diaper changing things, isn't it? Where it's not always
yeah,
as much
with
fun.
With manuscripts like mine, it really is like
it's not always as much fun, but it's something that you got to do.
It's something that you got to do, and also I think something you have to get done well. It kind of amazes me the number of authors when I talk with them in the beginning of a project. And they haven't thought about having a professional come in and edit the book.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, that can be the difference between a really good book and a book.
Yeah.
There's one fellow that keeps sending me his book to look at, and he hasn't come up with a professional editor yet. And every version is different, but none of them are particularly good.
Mm-hmm.
And a good editor would save him. Good editors have saved me. But we're talking about professional editors, so that you get an idea, not only that you get an idea of what needs to be fixed, but you also get the little stuff cleaned up, the subjects and predicates and commas,
right,
and what
right
gets indented.
Oh, yeah,
and
all
not
that stuff. That's the thing. That's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. My last book was the most heavily edited of any of mine. And it probably could have gone through some more rounds if I'd had enough any skin left, but after the first few rounds. But what people don't realize is I send that book to my SOBs first. You're one of my SOBs. People that who smart people who know me, who love me anyway, and who really want me to have a good product, and they'll go through it. And it's amazing, Wally, how you'll find something that somebody else completely missed, and I would have thought both of you would have found it, right? Once you
yeah,
found
we would,
it,
we thought you would have got.
I know you should have. I should have. But my point is that. So that's around, and then I go through an editor a content editor, and then you go through a what's the other word? The copy editor. Copy editor is what I'm trying to say. The copy editor, and they're the people who don't read anything, but they look for little nits all over the place, don't they?
They do, and what
I mean, they don't read. They don't pay attention to content. They just look for the nits.
Well, that depends on the copy editor.
Yeah.
That term covers an awful lot of ground.
Right.
And people define it differently, but there's a kind of edit where they go through and they get the stuff right, the details.
Right.
And there's copy editors who go through and will say, you know, this isn't really clear. You should fix this.
But I think you need one that, like we had, I had on this last book, she said, did you realize that header on page 169 is 1/32 of an inch to the right too far? You know, things like, she would pick up stuff like that, ridiculous stuff. Anyway, go ahead. You have different levels.
There's different levels, and one of the things you need to know is that the names of the kinds of editors, the things they tag themselves with, really, while they're sort of the same, there's no common language. So you just mentioned copy editing. Copy editing can be very developmental. It can really get into you should move this paragraph up here, and maybe this chapter should be somewhere else stuff. Most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's going through, it's paying attention to meaning, paying attention to grammar.
See, I call that a content editor, or a developmental editor. That's what I call that.
And when I came up, it was real clear what that was. There was a developmental editor that went through it first and did the, maybe you should move chapter 3 up to the top.
Right. You need another paragraph on this page because these two paragraphs need a little more elucidation or something like that.
Yeah. And then you had the copy editor who went through, and then you had the proofreader.
Yeah.
The first books that I did with mainline publishers.
Right.
They had all three of those, and sometimes they had two copy editors.
Right, the proofreader. That's what I meant to say a while ago about the person, the nitpicker.
and that's exactly what you want for that
job. Yeah.
But we've got a process that we use with clients that helps you get, you know, the right kind of stuff. And
now, let me say this: we got to go to a break. While I'm going to hold on to that thought, okay. I'll let you pick up that. But here's the thing, folks. We're talking about a book that's going to go out and that the world is going to see. You're going to want your book, if you think your book is going to be more internal, and I still encourage you to do that, Wally does too, don't be intimidated by this editing process. You're still going to want it to look good, read good, and be proud of it. And there's a level of editing you can have for that. But just keep thinking about it. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Wally Bach after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.